America weekend.
Did you just double dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double dipped the chip. You dipped the chip. You took a bite, and you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip. From now on.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
So last weekend, I'm in Washington, D.C.
for a
little getaway with my family. So we're out and we're having a lovely evening along the riverfront there by the Watergate. So my wife and son decide they want snacks. And I could go for a little snack as well, but yeah, not doing the dairy, whatever. So we go into this ice cream store where they have this thing called sorbetto. Okay,
sorbetto.
Yes, it's non-dairy. It's this fluffy thing. I don't know what was
in it. Well, isn't sorbet non-dairy?
Yes, it is. So that's why I figured I was going to try it. I could cheat a little off my diet. It's all good. So I got mine, and it was raspberry, and it was terrific. It was light, but it had like the little pitty things. So you could tell there was like a real raspberry in there somewhere. Didn't know where it was, but it was in there somewhere, and it was delicious.
Mm.
So I'm enjoying it right there. So I'm watching the other customers, because when we went in there, there was really nobody there. But it's Saturday night. It's getting busy. So all of a sudden, I realize that they allow tasting in this facility where, you know, they hand you the little spoon. Oh, can I try the orange mango? Sure. And they take you the little tiny little shovel and you put it in your mouth.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Okay. And you decide if you want to buy it. Well, you have the multiple dippers that want to try. So this one woman comes in. So she decides that after the orange mango, she wants to try the lemon. What she does is she takes the little spoon, hands it back to the employee,
no!
who then takes it, swabs it through the lemon.
My.
She tries that.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
I would immediately be like, I need to speak to your manager right now. You need to throw that whole thing out.
Okay. Well, I at
so
that point
gross.
Was into about 80 to 85% of my raspberry sorbetto. It was virtually done. Needless to say, I didn't want to eat any more of it. My wife and son were about finished with theirs as well.
Ew.
She then hands it back after the lemon to decide she wants to try the blueberry surprise. And so she did that. And so we're dipping.
Did you say something to her?
No, I didn't say anything because the better half, the missus, told me, don't start anything. It's not going to change anything for us.
I would have went right to that manager and been like, this is not sanitary.
Now, in terms of a manager,
ew.
It looked like there were three people in there. None of them could have been over maybe 20, 21. So it's
gross.
One of those situations.
Gross.
My
gross.
Son, who's only 13, kind of picked up on the fact that maybe something was a little weird because all of the signs were just a bunch of dry erase boards. So it's not really like this, you know, fancy schmancy place. It wasn't a franchise, whatever. It was some private place, but that was disgusting.
Do you know what I would do?
What?
Write an email. I'm huge on writing emails.
Now, who do I email it to? I don't remember the name of this place.
I'm sure you could figure it. Google sorbetto.
Washington. Here we go. Along the waterfront, near the Watergate, there's a sorbetto place. It's right by the DC Cruises dock. Let me know what the name of that place
is. I'm telling you, if you Google like DC sorbetto, it'll come up.
It will.
And honestly, you write an email, comments, contact us, and I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. Is this how this, am I sick now? Do I need to be tested for something?
I think I do. Because after that, it's like I lost total interest in it and I could feel my stomach kind of flip.
Yeah, mine too. Oh, you are so lucky I wasn't there.
And it gets us into the whole idea of these multiple tasters and dippers when they go in, even if they use these separate spoons for each individual tasting. How much is too much? I sat there even before I watched the offense happen. There are these people, they're tasting 10, 12 different ones.
See,
you're getting an entire serving without paying
for it. You should be able to taste test two things.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know if I want the orange or the raspberry. Okay, you could taste both. You know, but here's another thing that freaks me out.
What?
And I've noticed this in some ice cream shops, and I've noticed this in the mall where, you know, they hand out samples, like with a toothpick or something.
Right.
There are buckets that ask for the toothpick back or the spoon back. They're reusing them.
Sure.
Are they washing them properly?
No.
I have no idea.
Probably just
a
rinse.
I typically don't do the taste test. Would I write that email?
All right, we'll see if we can try to find the name of this establishment, and there will be a pointed email. Stop letting people multi-dip with the same spoon.
It's so disgusting.
Because it really is. It turned my stomach,
yeah,
and it was
so
$15
gross.
For these three things.
No.
It was $5 a piece. So it was three of us, three times five. I'm pretty confident that's 15. So, and it was very, very frustrating to see this happen. And it was just, ugh.
I don't think I would have been able to control myself from saying.
You wouldn't.
I would have been like, are you seriously dipping that spoon in the ice cream that she just had in her mouth?
You would have flown from the table right up to the counter again. and say, look, get up there for those dry erase boards, erase the menu input. We will not allow multi-dipping with the same spoon.
But then you wonder, like you said before,
yes,
how many times was the raspberry that you tried, or yep, whatever you tried, how many times was that dipped yep into with a spoon that was already in somebody's mouth?
Probably many times.
It's disgusting.
This was 9:30-ish on a Saturday night, which
oh,
means
yeah,
there could have been dozens of dippings
that
going
was a,
on before
that
I got there.
That was a raspberry petri dish, Ed.
It was. Ew. And I now have a little part of me of about probably 70 or 80 other people who were in Washington
disgusting
on Saturday night and went in there and ate out of the same raspberry
so
sorbet host serving.
Gross.
So now I'm just waiting. I'm like patient zero here, just waiting for bad stuff to happen because I know it's going to come. I'm going to have some sort of a growth on my lip by the end of the week.
Ew.
It's going to be bad.
That's so gross.
Now you'll understand when I don't look good or feel good next week, you'll understand why. But
I'd be like, it was a sorbetto.
Oh. And you know, the other thing that doesn't help about this entire city, it is the most illogical city to try to drive in, because the way it was set up, northwest, southeast.
Oh, I know.
So it is. Oh, what
isn't it supposed to be like a grid?
It is. It's supposed to be a grid, but in four quadrants.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got to know which quadrant you need to be in to make sure you're on the right 9th Street or the
you
right K Street. It's a beautiful place to be.
Oh, I'm sure, but not to travel around.
No. We didn't take the metro because we just wanted to just drive in, get the car, and we were done with our harbor cruise, whatever. But I'm lost as can be. And I'm driving along, and boom, there's the Washington Monument, and boom, there's the Lincoln Memorial. But I still don't know where I am.
Yeah.
I got my wife trying to read directions off the phone.
Oh, forget
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
And nightmare.
And we're driving home, and I'm thinking, now, what do I have growing in my stomach because
never go
of this?
To D.C. again.
Never go to D.C. again. I mean, we went twice in 2 years.
Oh, done.
This was the only time we had the sorbetto, but it was just so damn frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, you
sounds
try,
like it.
And the reason why we went in there.
Yeah.
And this was the other thing.
Uh-oh.
There was a Starbucks right next door.
Oh, I have a story about them.
9:15 on a Saturday night. The guy's already shutting the place down. Two of the three doors locked. You go in there and they have like the you know, the iced teas and stuff that you can nothing. All right, the naked antioxidant things.
I like
them sometimes.
Okay,
nothing's there. And so even when I ordered a coffee, can I please get some almond milk? Well, I don't it's back in the refrigerator. Go get it. Come on, Mr. Barista, you're making $17 an hour and you're getting health insurance, I think, here for this place.
Right,
go get it. Don't shut down at 9:30 at night. You've got like every person who was under 30 years old within like a 100-mile radius there on the waterfront in Georgetown that night.
Yeah.
Don't screw me. That's why I don't like Starbucks. But that's just me.
Wow.
So what, you have a story about Starbucks?
I didn't want to bring up that it was Starbucks.
Oh,
but
okay.
Since
you have a story about some nondescript coffee place
that's
somewhere?
Right.
Okay.
So I love me, my Starbucks or whatever. And they have this new drink, cold brew with vanilla sweet cream.
Yes.
And I was like, this is delicious. But there is one Starbucks that is selling, that you go and you ask for a cold brew.
Yeah.
And they're charging you for the cold brew,
yeah,
but they're giving you iced coffee. Now, why do I know this? Because they taste totally different. So I went there once. I ordered it. I got the iced coffee. I said, maybe it was a mistake. The next day I went back. The girl was like, we're out of it. We're out of cold brew. So I was like, well, that confirms my suspicion from the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. A couple days pass. I go back. Because she was like, we get our orders on so-and-so day, whatever. I go back. And I go, I'd like a transit cold brew, please. And she goes, we don't have that. And the girl goes, no, behind her. No, we have cold brew. So I'm thinking, got it, not cold brew.
Right.
So I took it. I didn't say anything because the manager there is kind of a jerk. I took it and threw it in the garbage. Okay.
You wanted to add an expletive just before that.
But I stopped myself.
Good for you.
I threw it in the garbage and went to another Starbucks and ordered it, and it was the right thing. And I said to the I said to the barista there, who's also the manager, I said, you know, this so-and-so place, you know, that they're passing off iced coffee as cold brew. And he went, you'd be surprised how many Starbucks are actually doing that so that they could save money and they're not actually getting the cold brew in the store. They're just
Starbucks
saying it's
gate.
Cold brew.
Wow.
But they're just making it an iced coffee.
This
and
is
and
a
even the guy
outrage.
Even the guy was like, it tastes totally different. Like, if you usually drink iced coffee and now you're drinking cold brew, it tastes different.
You know.
And there are so many people right now, they're like, she's such a snob.
No,
it's not
of
the point.
Not.
But if you're ordering one thing and the store's trying to fool you and trying to make you think that you're stupid and that you don't know the difference, wouldn't you be mad regardless of what the product was?
I'd be very upset.
So
I want what I want.
That's my angry story.
Good for you. I tell you, we're taking the grid down today.
And point of the story?
Yes.
I wrote an email.
You walked the walk.
I knew the time, how much I paid, who the barista was, who the man. I told them everything. I don't tolerate.
I love it when you get pissed
this type of stuff. I don't, because I spend so much money at this establishment. don't treat me like I'm an idiot.
Oh, so it's that one that you've had problems
right,
with.
Right, it's just one.
Ah.
It's not the company as a whole. It's just this one,
it's this one
store. Because every other place I go to does right by me, except for this one
store. Except for this one place. Mm. But yet you keep going back and you invite this abuse.
I know. What's wrong with me?
All you want is a coffee beverage.
All I want is a cold brew.
You want it. You want
I don't
cold
want an iced
brew.
Coffee. I want cold brew.
If you wanted the iced coffee, you would have asked for an iced coffee.
Right.
See, now, this is amazing because I've only suffered the Stuffo stink eye. See, but this is like the next, this is the natural extension of that. It's the Stuffo stink eye with the email and the upsetment and the in-your-faceness that follows.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Mm. Wow. I'm on to you.
If she has her way, this place will be a Dollar Tree by next week.
I'm on to you.
Ooh. The wrath of Stuffo. Avoid it if you can.
Aye, aye, aye.
And just give her a damn cold brew when she wants.
Just give me the cold brew.
Wow. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Pileggi.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. When Jim proposed to Judy, he gave her a very expensive engagement ring. But a few months later, Judy broke off the engagement. Since Jim spent so much money on the ring, he asked for it back, but Judy refused. She said it was a gift, and Jim had no legal right to take it away from her. So can Judy keep the ring? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Engagement gifts are given with the expectation that marriage will take place. Since Judy broke off the engagement, she must return the ring, or Jim can go to court to recover it. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here taking your child in for their shots. Maybe you're getting a flu shot. Maybe you're afraid of needles. Or maybe you're just putting off getting a booster shot because you think it's going to hurt. What to do? Trick the brain. Here's the biological science of it. Well, the truth, shots hurt. But there are ways to minimize the pain. Now, according to a recent study in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, before you're stuck with a needle, ask the nurse to apply firm pressure to the injection site for about 10 seconds. The shot will hurt about one-third less. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it has to do with competing brain pathways. The pinch pressure tricks the brain and it sort of misses the sharp signal. Or maybe it's just as simple as the pinch hurts more than the shot. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.